From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. Welcome to you all. Thank you for joining with us in our Gospel program. We're going to be continuing our Bible study in Mark chapter 9 in just a few minutes. That is right after we have a hymn from Deborah Fisher. Could I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock? We're going to be taking up again our theme of pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, and we'll be having another reading from the history of the 59 Revival by Dr. Paisley. We are giving away this book to any who contact us. Our new edition of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine has just been issued, and of course, it also is offered free to all our listeners. This edition features the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Free Presbyterian Church. So if you're interested in knowing where we came from, well, just obtain a free copy of this magazine. We're going to have our Bible reading now, just to remind ourselves of what it is we have been studying. Mark's Gospel, the chapter 9, we read from verse 2. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. Amen. Now let's have Deborah Fisher singing the hymn, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me.
Trust in God, and I depend on thee, among the
That was a lovely hymn, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me, sung for us by Deborah Fisher. Please turn with me now to Mark chapter 9, and we're going to concentrate upon the verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, in which we have two particular points I want to make. First of all, the foolish words of Peter the Apostle, and then secondly, the solemn words of God the Father. I say foolish words of Peter the Apostle, not because I want to run down Peter, for he was a godly man, and it ill becomes the likes of me to point the finger at such a mighty servant of God. And yet, here it is recorded that he spoke foolishly, and God, in putting on record such an incident, would have us to learn from this very matter. I might say this to Peter's honour, that the Gospel of Mark is generally considered to be actually, as it were, the Gospel according to Peter. It is believed that Mark obtained the information set down before us in this Gospel from Peter. So Peter is telling us of himself here. We're told that he spoke to Christ and said, Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say. The little word wist means he knew not what to say. He didn't know what he was talking about, in other words. Now, how came this about? Well, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, and the verse 32, you have Luke's account of this incident. And as I have often said, do remember to look up the parallel portions, because you'll always find a little nugget of extra information that helps you to better understand what it is you're reading. And in Luke chapter 9 and the verse 32, we read this, But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him, and it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said. So Peter and James and John had all been asleep for a time there on the mountain when Christ was transfigured before their eyes. Isn't it an amazing thing that when men are presented with such an opportunity to gaze upon the glorified Son of God and to witness such scenes as had never been seen before, that they should choose to sleep? Now so it is with us all, let me hasten to say. For even today, is it not true that men prefer the novel, the newspaper, the magazine, the television, anything other than enjoy gazing upon the scenes of glory and of eternal truth that are presented to us in the Word of God? The Bible has the wonderful record of being the best-selling book in the world. But I don't think it's the best-read book or the most-read book in the world. How many people have a Bible and it's merely a religious artifact, an ornament, but they never read it? Do I tell you that's the equivalent of sleeping on the Mount of Transfiguration, giving yourself over to the daydreams of our own foolish hearts, rather than seize the opportunity of gazing upon heavenly glories and listening to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make full use of your Bible. Seize the opportunity of gazing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You might notice also that in Luke's Gospel, Peter said, Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And he said this as Elijah and Moses were departing from Christ. If I might refer you to Luke chapter 9 and the verse 33, And it came to pass as they departed from him. He wanted to put a tabernacle up, a little booth wherein Moses and Elijah and the Saviour could rest in the shade from the sunshine. He wanted to put these little booths up as he saw Elijah and Moses departing. He wanted to lengthen the opportunity. Oh, but he had slept away much of the time that God had given to him, and vain was his attempt now to lengthen out this wonderful opportunity. Oh, how many would seize upon the Bible and seize upon the Gospel and seek to learn the wondrous message that is contained within the pages of God's Word
when it's being taken away from them, and time is running out. They had slept when they could have fully availed themselves of these opportunities. Please, learn the simple lesson here. Don't waste the God-given opportunities to acquaint your soul and your mind and your heart with the things of God. It's too late to get into a fluster and to suddenly become busy about trying to obtain the message and learn what it is God would have us to know about His Son when time is running out for us. The hymn says, "Be in time," and I hope that you will. Come quickly now to the solemn words of God the Father. He says, "This is my beloved Son, hear Him." In Matthew's account, Matthew chapter 17, we read that there's a little more recorded there. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." Who is Christ? He is the beloved Son of God. What is Christ? He is the one in whom the Father is well pleased. In Jesus Christ there was no sin. He did no sin. Neither was sin found in Him. He was the spotless, sinless, crimeless Lamb of God. And here is heaven's testimony about the Lord Jesus. What are we to do with Jesus? We're to hear Him. We are to hear Him. In your busy life, do you take time to hear the Lord Jesus? We know the voice of religion. We know the voice of the church. We hear the voice of the minister or the pastor. But have you heard the voice of Jesus? The hymn that comes to mind even as I speak to you is this: "I heard the voice of Jesus say, Come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad." Hear the voice of Christ today. He calls you to Himself. He calls upon you to turn from your sin and trust in Him. God the Father says these wise and solemn words. Will you heed them today? If you hear nothing of this broadcast, if you pick nothing out of what we have had to say, oh, may you pick out these words of God the Father. "This is my beloved Son, hear ye Him." God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.